The Federal Reserve making the most drastic move in recent history because of Biden's economy. The war on Bidenflation rages on as the Fed tries to gain control over the American economy. I'm Gary Franchi, and every day we work to right the ship of state with real reporting. Join us, hit subscribe, enable your notifications, and together you and I will grow the next news army. The Federal Reserve continues on with its war on Bidenflation. Finally, someone has the courage to stand up for the American people and start fighting back on these out of control and disastrous economic changes. Now, I'm no fan of the Federal Reserve, if you know me, but something must be done. Town Hall reports that Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell might as well call his battle against inflation Beat Back Bidenflation instead of Joe Biden's Build Back Better. Watch.
Target range for the Fed's benchmark interest rate to 3.75% to 4%. The decision for a fourth consecutive 75 basis point increase was unanimous, but the statement does add a new flexibility on the pace of future rate increases. The Fed now says that it must pursue monetary policy that is, in its words, sufficiently restrictive to return inflation to its 2% target over time. The Fed now says that in determining the future path for interest rates, it will consider what it calls the cumulative tightening of monetary policy and also the lags between its monetary policy actions and their impact on inflation and overall economic activity.
With Wednesday's announcement of yet another rate hike, the target rate has reached a level that has not been seen in roughly 15 years. It is the sixth consecutive rate increase in 2022 and the fourth consecutive hike of 75 basis points. Watch.
My colleagues and I are strongly committed to bringing inflation back down to our 2% goal. We have both the tools that we need and the resolve it will take to restore price stability on behalf of American families and businesses. Price stability is the responsibility of the Federal Reserve and serves as the bedrock of our economy. Without price stability, the economy does not work for anyone. In particular, without price stability, we will not achieve a sustained period of strong labor market conditions that benefit all. Today, the FOMC raised our policy interest rate by 75 basis points, and we continue to anticipate that ongoing increases will be appropriate.
Throughout his countless actions, Biden assures us that his inflation policies will stop at nothing to destroy the American economy. Daily Wire reports that Kudlow said that Biden repeatedly told falsehoods about the state of the economy on Fox News Sunday, such as his administration inherited a weak economy from Donald Trump and that the economy is strong. Watch.
Yeah, you know, I've never understood these crazy assertions. Utter fraud. I mean, just to look at the numbers, Shannon, when Joe Biden was inaugurated, the economy was growing at about 6.5%. The inflation rate was barely above 1%. And in the course of the next 12 to 15 months, 18 months, he took that economic boom and essentially turned it into a recession because of all the inflationary federal spending and regulating and the war against fossil fuels, which has caused, 10% inflation. The soft underbelly of the Biden economy, almost from day one, has been a continuous decline in the working folks' wages. Real wages have fallen for 18 straight months, year-on-year basis.
Jerome Powell might as well rename the Federal Reserve's BBB campaign to beat back Bidenflation. With six hikes in the target rate this year alone, it's clear that Powell is doing everything he can to curb inflation caused by President Biden's reckless spending. Biden promised a recovery for middle-class Americans, but instead we're facing skyrocketing prices and increasing burdens on borrowers. It's no surprise that a former economic advisor to Trump has put Biden on blast for his irresponsible economic policies. As voters grow more worried about rising prices, they should also be concerned about Biden's ability to lead our economy. It's time for new leadership that will actually focus on fiscal responsibility and a stable market. So, We can only hope that these actions won't be too little too late. Let's continue the conversation in the comments below. For the Next News Network, I'm Gary Franchi. Thank you for watching that report. Yes, we're only just discovering the anti-aging power of collagen. Myself and thousands of others, for example, have already experienced these powers firsthand, but there is a secret. I don't take typical collagen. I use Health with Gary. This special collagen provides 5 key collagen types from 4 unique sources. The result? My skin looks and feels younger, and I feel amazing. I have more energy now than I've had in years. So take Health with Gary today. Your wrinkles will thank you. Take advantage of the Black Friday deal by going to healthwithgary.com or click the link below to get up to 51% off of your order. We'll see you at the next report for the Next News Network. I'm Gary Franchi.
You possess the power to impact the global narrative. Please share this report. And to get more videos like this, become a Next News subscriber by clicking the link below. Thank you for watching the Next News Network.